Father, I just thank you, and I truly do give you all honor and all glory for tonight. I thank you, Father God, that you have bestowed your richest blessings upon this church. I thank you, Father God, that you've been blessing us going in and coming out. And Father God, tonight, let the blessing of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob be upon these people that came out to sit in your presence. And Father God, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, we are at the very threshold of the greatest move that God has ever had in the body of Christ. And just, if you just sit at home and just stop and think about it, it's been line upon line and precept upon precept. He's slowly moving us into that place of complete and total surrender to him, where we're going to see nothing but absolute miracles. And I just think it's awesome how God does everything that he does, you know, and how he just loves us through it all, through all of our messes and all of our ups and downs. He just keeps loving us. And I don't know about you, but that's what we have to do with everybody else. Just keep loving them through all their messes. All right, so he wants to talk to you about streams of living waters. God said, my voice is flowing like rivers of living waters, his voice. All those who have ears to hear will hear me sweetly singing over them. Hear that now. They will also hear my voice like many waters, voicing my love for them. So get your ears open, because God's going to start singing over you. And he's going to start speaking to you personally, one-on-one, of his tremendous love for you. God said, children from on high, I am the everlasting stream of living waters, and I am pouring down upon you. You hear that? He is that stream, and he's pouring down upon us. There's an awesome presence in this room tonight. You know, I just feel like I'm getting ready to go somewhere. So if I all of a sudden, just be quiet, it's because I've left y'all. It's just an awesome feeling. You feel that too? Well, he just brought us just here, just the ones that always come. You're here, and God can take us, and we can just sit here and look at each other's bodies, right? But no, we won't be doing that. We'll be out of our bodies, right? We'll be up in heavenly places. Think big. Think mighty. And think out of the body, right? I saw you was having a hard time not crying this morning, weren't you, Alan? He was fighting. Are you doing that right now, too? It's still lingering? Let it pour out. See, every one of us who feel that needs to let it pour out so they can touch everybody in the room. Amen? God said, in this stream of living waters are all the riches of heaven. These waters are like a waterfall that will never stop flowing. You're in the main stream of my blessings, and the blessings will not become dammed up. You are my everlasting ones, and I have come to bless you, bless and not curse. I have come to drown you in this river of living waters. And I know that's why we feel this in this room. God has come. He said he has come. And he wants to drown us in these living waters. So as you're sitting here, just let God pour over you. Don't fight him. Don't wonder if it's really going to happen to you. Just sit here and let him pour his living waters over you. Let's read that paragraph again. In this stream of living waters are all the riches of heaven. God is bestowing all of heaven upon us right now. These waters are like a waterfall that will never stop flowing. You are in the mainstream of my blessings, and the blessings will not become dammed up. You are my everlasting ones, and I have come to bless and not curse. I have come to drown you in this river of living waters. All that you have come through has been line upon line and precept upon precept. I have taught you of my ways, and now you are ready to fulfill your destiny. Do you hear that? You guys wonder, when is God going to use me? Now, God wants you to fulfill your destiny. If you are this, what he just spoke up in page one, then you are ready to go forth and do the mighty things that God has called you forth to do. God said you were predestined for such a time as this. Predestined, guys. The strongholds of hell have been broken, never to return and bind. And I thought, Brother Aaron, he spoke a good word over you this morning. And I hope you felt that flow through you as I felt it flowing through you. You were predestined for such a time as this. The strongholds of hell have been broken, never to return and bind. I have sent multitudes of angelic forces before you, and they are preparing the way for you to walk ye in it. You know, in other words, God's already sent the angels forth. They're already fighting your battles for you. They're already have cleared that path so that you won't stumble and fall. These angelic forces have their orders, and they will not deviate from the path I have placed them upon. The angels are before you. They're already working for you. All you have to do is go. Go, be, and then go, right? He says, God said, you are my beloved ones. You are the pathfinders. You too have carried your cross through thick and thin, through every man-made swamp, and through every device of the enemy. You have at times grown weary in well-doing, but you were always faithful to repent and continue on your journey. A pathfinder is a person who goes ahead and discovers or shows others a path or way. Do you see how God loves us? He thinks so highly of us. If we would just get that into our little pea brains, let it go down into our spirit, man, we would never, ever think of quitting. We would never be depressed. Because our Father thinks so highly of us, he doesn't even look at your flaws. He sees what he's made. A vessel that is pure and he can use for his glory. I just wish we would look at ourselves like God does. All right, God said this final thrust of the garden experience will take you right into the third heaven, where you will abide in my presence and eat the fresh manna every day. This will be new revelation knowledge like never before. You will never eat stale manna. There is no time to regurgitate. It must be fresh manna. And so I looked up regurgitate. It's where you throw something up and then swallow it again. Or like the birds do, they regurgitate and feed it to their... Nothing is stale. Everything is fresh, brand new manna. It's words you've never heard before. It's wisdom and knowledge that you've never even entered into before. We are really a blessed church. God has really been feeding us fresh manna from heaven for quite a few years. And now he's ready to send you forth so you can feed that fresh manna to others. Then he says there is a tale of two cities that you will learn about. These two cities exist at this very moment, but they will be seen no more. Just as I destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for their sins, these two cities will also be destroyed. And I believe that God has shown that to Astrid, one of the two cities. He showed her that when she was laying here one service. Children, very few are going to find the narrow path. Why? They have not taken the time to learn of me for themselves, and others will walk away because they love the dark over the light. We can no longer dwell on those, you know, those who aren't going to make it. We must be about bringing in the harvest of souls. You know me and you know of my ways. You need never wonder again if I'm going to use you in this dispensation of time. Your book of life is written and waiting to be fulfilled down to the very last tittle. Come on. No more excuses. No more wondering, what if? No more saying, God, are you really going to use me? And I really believe with all my being that whenever you say, God, are you really going to use me, you're just really not ready to give up your past lifestyle, and you're just trying to make an excuse while you're still staying there. The swamps will be drained, and all the muck and mire will be exposed. Excuse me. I have been lifting the skirts, and I will continue until all darkness is exposed. I'm going to use some of you to help lift the skirt. See that? I thought that was awesome. I will use you as a mouthpiece to expose darkness in the places you abide. In other words, whenever God had me out evangelizing, he would use me to expose the sins of the pastors in the church. And so this is what God is saying here. I am going to use some of you to help lift the skirt. I will use you as a mouthpiece to expose darkness in the places you abide. No time for foolishness. The fireworks are already on display, and now they will be ignited into the fireball of my glory. And you know, as he said that, I thought about it. Whenever you're going to do fireworks, to get them all set up, don't they? Then they start lighting them on fire, and then the fireworks begins. Well, God is saying, the fireworks are on display, and he's ready. Are you ready? A lot of you have many questions, unanswered questions, and God really wants to answer them. He said, but you really don't want the answer right now. Because if you get the answer, then you have to work. God says, my glory will be on display for all to witness, some to everlasting joy, others to much sorrow. The glory-filled temples will parade all across this glorious land, and they shall dispel the darkness. All will know and see that I am the everlasting Father, and I change not. Let's read this again. My glory will be on display for all to witness. So how is his glory going to be on display? Through each one of you. That's how he's going to display his glory. Some to everlasting joy, others to much sorrow. The glory-filled temples will parade all across this glorious land. And who did I just say were the glory carriers? You all. And they shall dispel the darkness. All will know and see that I am the everlasting Father, and I change not. And how are they going to see that? Through you. They've been watching your walk. They've been listening to your talk. And now when God sends you out, they're going to see that God does not change. What he has spoken surely does come to pass. God says, my glory shall fill the temples, and the temple shall go forth and ignite the fires of revival all across this land. Are you really ready for that? You are, aren't you? You've been waiting for this for a long time, haven't you? And now the time is ripe, God is saying. And I'm going to thrust you forth. And you will not bring me any shame. You will truly carry my glory in purity of heart. And many souls will come into my kingdom because the pureness of your words that you speak. They are my words, but they will come through your mouth. And you will bring many, many souls into my kingdom. And those souls will walk in peace and in harmony. And those souls will know without shadow of a doubt that you do serve a living God. And they will serve the same God. For I am able to tear down their walls and bring them forth out of darkness into everlasting light through each one of you. Through each one of you. This has been a long, hard journey, I know. Many trials and tribulations. Many of you have fallen, but you've gotten yourself back up again. And you are ready to take my glory to the nations. Don't ever think ever again that you're not worthy. If you were not worthy, I would not be talking to you tonight. You would not be sitting in that seat. This service was planned, and I knew exactly who I was going to bring in here. And I know exactly how I'm going to use you. Just trust me in this and know that I am God. And I have not faltered and I have not failed you in any aspect of your walk with me. You are worthy. You are worthy. David never sat down. David got back up again. And David went forth conquering on all sides. The spirit of Saul does not abide within you. The spirit of David is alive in you. And you are true warriors of the cross. And you have conquered on all sides. And God goes on to say, revival fires will spread all across America and extend to the foreign fields. At this given time, much discernment is needed. The enemy will also be on the prowl, trying to put out the revival fires with his lies and deceptions. My children need to be one step ahead of the enemy's devices at all times. He is a master of deception, and he will stop at nothing to destroy the truth. But you are aware of his devices, and he cannot trip you up. See that? But you are aware of his devices, and he cannot trip you up. Because of this, you will bring many souls into the kingdom of hope. For the lost are without hope. They are totally and completely undone. And the enemy has done a very good job of snaring them and making them believe there's no way out. But you, my children, you are the pathfinders that I have chosen to show them the way out of bondage into freedom. My glorious light will shine forth through you, and all will see that I am God, because you will carry that glory. And wherever you go, miracles shall happen. Trust me. Trust me as I trust you. I pulled you out of the furnace of affliction many times. And just as I pulled you out of the furnace of affliction, I will pull others out also. I am the vine and you are the branches. Stay connected. Stay connected. And never for one instance think that I'm going to cut you off, because I will not. Then God said, let my living waters continually pour over you and refresh you for what lies ahead. In John 7:37-39, on the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. And we all know how many times God has told us to do that. And every time he did, and we accepted, he refreshed us. One thing I love about you people is you never shut Jesus out. You accepted what he had to say. Not knowing how you were going to do it, but you accepted what he said. And you just moved on. And you just allowed God to go ahead and change you and rearrange you however he just so desired. And in John 7:38, it says, Jesus said, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Verse 39 says, "Now this Jesus said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for as yet the Spirit had not been given because Jesus was not yet glorified." The Holy Spirit was not here as long as Jesus was on the earth. Then when Jesus was getting ready to go, he said he was going to leave, but he would give us another comforter, which was the Holy Spirit, who would lead, guide, and direct us into all truth. Isn't that what the Word tells us? Jesus spoke to me one time and said, too many people are looking for the rapture when they should be praying for a rupture. God said, over the years, there have been some whose bellies were cracked to the degree that the living waters trickled out or bubbled forth like a spring. But it is now time for the bellies of my people to experience a rupture to the degree that living water will gush out like a river bursting through a ruptured dam. Then I says, as believers and followers of Christ, we should be so full of the Holy Spirit that we just burst open and let him flow like a river from the depths of our beings. When we burst forth like a river, the force of that raging river will cause everyone around us to get wet. They will get splashed on by the love, grace, mercy, and compassion of the Holy Spirit. They will be soaked in his healing power. They will be moved to brokenness by his convicting power and made free by the truth of his word. God told us that we're going to be just like Jesus, and as we walked, people would be healed. They would be delivered. The spirit that we carry will just roll over onto all those that were around. Amen. Because of the streams of living water that God pours out on us, there will be many times when we won't have to say a word. Just by being in our presence will be enough. Do you hear that? You just walk into a room and you won't have to say a word. People just know that Jesus came in the room. And you won't have to say anything about healing because you bring that healing virtue with you and people will just be healed. Come on. Great signs, wonders are here. And you are the carriers of my glory. Be expectant of great things when you're out amongst the world. Know that I am with you and I'm pouring my spirit out of you, and it will touch all those that you come in contact with. Just by being in our presence will be enough, I said. It certainly won't be because we are so great. It will be because the anointing of the Holy Spirit residing within us is so powerful, people will be blessed by hanging out with us. Just as the household of Obed-Edom was blessed while the Ark of the Covenant, the literal presence of God, was at his house, he was constantly blessed. You know, I've experienced walking in, you know, with my walk with God, walking into a room, and everybody's head turning, wondering who came into the room. I told you I went to a funeral one time, my aunt's funeral, and I walked through the door, and everybody got real quiet, and somebody said, "Who just came into the room?" And my father was looking, you know, like this across the room, and as I got closer to him, he said, "Oh, it's just my daughter, Jimmy." And nobody said a word. Everybody stayed quiet. It wasn't just his daughter that walked into the room. It was Jesus. And everybody knew that something had come into the room besides me. That's what's going to happen to each one of you. You're going to walk into a room and everybody's going to know that something is different. The atmosphere is different. I've lived through all these things that I teach, that God has me when he has me teach them. And I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, God wants to use you as a glory carrier. He wants you to change the atmosphere wherever you go. remember the one time I was in the grocery store here shopping and went by this woman. She said, "What did you do to me?" I didn't even touch her. She said, "You touched me." I said, "No, I didn't, ma'am." But she was healed just because I was walking down the aisle past her. The glory touched her and healed her. You know, when all these things were going on in my life, I did not understand what was going on. I did not. And I thank God I didn't, because I could have maybe gotten prideful, you know. Maybe I wouldn't go be where I'm at today. But I've experienced all these things I've been teaching. And I can tell you, if you'll love God with all your heart, you'll be a glory carrier and lives will be changed. When God was moving mightily in this church for all those years, I didn't even lay hands on people. I didn't even pray for people and they were healed. People came in here having maybe a week to live, and they were healed of cancer. I never knew it. One person I never knew till 10 years later. His sister said, "Oh, by the way, my brother was healed 10 years ago. He was dying. He didn't have but a week or two to live. And I told him to come to church. And he came, and you didn't do anything but walk by him. And he was healed." Come on, guys, it's real. And God can use you. If he can use me, he can use you. You know, the world doesn't have a pull on me. None at all. This is where you have to get. You have to get to the place where the world has no pull on you. That all you want is Jesus. And the reason why you want Jesus is so that his glory will abide within you. And no matter where you go, people's lives will be changed. Remember I told you when I worked at the college, I was only there a couple of weeks, and the gentleman who was running the college called me up to his office, and I thought I was going to be fired because I didn't know how to do my job. And he said, "Everybody knows in the college wants to know what's different about you." I didn't know what was different about me. You know what I'm saying? He said, "The college is, that's all they're talking about is about you. And told me to call you in and ask you what's different about you." Well, thank God I didn't know, because I could have messed things up. Don't you want people to see what's different about you? Not because you're an alcoholic or drug addict, but because God abides within you. And when you walk into a room, when you walk by them, when you talk to them, they just know that something's different. The atmosphere is different. You know, God will perform so many miracles through you if you just yield to him. Just yield to him and be a vessel of honor for him to work through. Aren't you tired of where the devil has you and what he's done to you all the days of your life? I thank God that I don't have to be concerned about that. And I thank God that I was born, my mother said I had 6 children. But when you was born, there was just something different about you. And you've always been different. That happened to you too. But there was never anybody that, my grandmother always took me to church. She always taught me about the Lord. Maybe you didn't have that. But it doesn't matter if you had it or not. God is saying to you tonight, you are pathfinders. God loves you. That's all you need to know. God loves you. Don't worry about if your wife loves you, your husband loves you, your kids love you. God loves you. And because he loves you, you can conquer anything. You absolutely can. Now look, we went through our Job experience, right? And the last part of Job's experience was sickness, and that's disappearing too, because God said he's going to bring healing into the church. We must be through Job, really, because why are we now in the Garden of Gethsemane? Really? And we know that God spoke to us about brokenness. And we know that God is dealing with that in our lives. And then he said the next step is the third heaven. Do you understand where you're at tonight? You're not on the same level that a lot of people are on. Because God, little by little, has taken us through all the steps that we had to go through. I'm hearing him say, of carnality. And now we're into the place where we can step into the spiritual realm and stay there. No, he says, no dark secrets in your closets, because you have no closets. He's done away with your closets because you gave him all that past. And now all that lies before you is beauty. And all that lies before you is all of heaven. Do you understand how exciting? We're excited now, but do you understand how exciting it's going to be when we're in great big auditoriums and we're all just praying for those lost people that come in or run into the altar? Do you understand what it's going to be like? You know, because you know where they're at, but you know now where God brought you to, and you're going to be so excited to see them set free too. And I don't want everybody called the altar, then taken to a little room and handed a book and say, you know, you're free or whatever they tell you. And then I don't believe in that. I really don't. Do you know how many people never really got saved at that altar, but were taken to a back room and said, you're saved now. Give you that little book to read. And you don't feel any different, and you don't understand what's going on, and you go right back out into the world. I went into one of them rooms one time, and I knew I never wanted to go into another one, and I knew that we would never have that type of a room. We have an altar, and what God is doing to you in that altar is more real than anything you ever receive in a back room. It's time we get free in the open. Not in a closed-in room. In the open. You sinned in the open, right? So why not get set free in the open with everybody to watch? Boy, I knew him 10 years ago. That's not him now. Are you truly, truly ready to receive the fullness of the Godhead? Are you truly ready? Oh, I didn't read this last thing that God said. I'm calling you to take these streams of living waters to the peoples. Not keep them for yourself, to the peoples. In the living waters, there will be the great outpouring of the glory, accompanied with signs, wonders, and miracles. When we cried out, God, show us signs, wonders, and miracles, God didn't show us any. And instead, he showed the darkness that was lurking inside of us. And then he started working on that darkness, didn't he? Until one day we're set free. You didn't need the signs, wonders, and miracles. You needed a miracle in your own self. Now you're ready to take the signs, wonders, and miracles to the world, to the lost, and to the dying. And God's just now saying, this has been one of the greatest journeys that you will ever be on in your walk with me. This journey that I have you on right now is total life-changing. And you'll never want to ever go back to what you left. Because you'll finally say, you are God. And you are worth dying for. You have laid down your life. You've crucified your flesh. And you have said, yes, God, I'm ready. And for all of you who have said that tonight, I'm going to drop myself on you in a way that I've never dropped myself on you. And I'm going to bring you into a place in my glory realm that will change you totally and completely, never to be the same ever again. I've stripped all the old off of you. I've taken all the darkness away. And I've called my light forth to surround you, engulf you, and to keep you into that place of total resurrection power. You know, something happened to my in my house tonight before we right before we came to church. And Gabriel said, Mom, you're so good. He said, don't ever go into mission field because you'll get killed. He says, you're just too kind. And really, that meant a lot to me to have hear Greg Gabriel say that. And I laughed with him, and I said, yeah, I guess. So that's how come we forgot the black bag. But, you know, Gabriel watches me. Sometimes he shakes his head at me and says, I just can't believe you just did that. It was a good thing. But he sees me just being kind and loving. And for the first time tonight, he didn't tell me I was a fool. He said, you're just too kind. Any other time he'd tell me that you just did a foolish thing. But, you know, we're not battering rams. I'm just hearing God say, we are love vessels to love the unlovable. And we are vessels of honor that God wants to work through. If you get your love, if you've gotten your love walk down, then you are a true vessel of honor. Are you listening? But if you don't have your love walk down, God can't use you. And you know what? You have to be willing to be hurt over and over and over again. Here's how it works. You walk in love and keep loving the unlovable until one day God says, enough is enough. He doesn't tell me to quit loving or quit giving or quit showing grace. God steps into the picture. God changes the situation. And when God changes the situation, it is changed. And some of you can say in circumstances in your life, it was only when God stepped into the picture did things change. You know, we're not God. I'll never forget God told me one time, you're not God and you're not the Holy Spirit. If we can't hit God and I, you know, if God and the Holy Spirit can't change things, why do you think you can? I've never forgotten that. That saved me, really. I was wearing myself out trying to get people saved. And we're not supposed to do that. All we're supposed to do is give them the word. Show them the love. And it's up to them what they do with what you give them and show them. I like that. God said we're not battering rams. I like that. Remember that when you're getting ready to jump on somebody. You're not a battering ram. You're a love vessel. Amen. And God is saying right now, some of you in here, he said he wants you to be slow to anger. So if you're quick to anger, he's saying be slow to anger and give him space to work. You see, I just walk through that being angry all the time. I wish he'd have told me that sooner. Amen. God is telling me to tell you, in the days ahead, you're going to have many choices you're going to have to make. And it's only as you're walking really close to him that you're going to make the right choices. He's saying if you're walking close to him, you allow him to make the choices for you. Too many times we've made our own choices and didn't put God into it. We need to stop that totally and completely. Amen. God is really moving. He's moving in this church all the time anymore. There's people, you know, that they say the minute they step the door, they start crying. You don't know why. We do. It's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And whether you feel it or not, you've been here all the time. It's just like when Jesus couldn't do anything in his own hometown. Sometimes you get used to the anointing and you just don't appreciate it. But somebody new walks through the door and they feel that anointing and they let God move upon them. Don't ever take the anointing for granted. God will walk away. I'll say the Holy Spirit walks away. It says that in the Word. Because He's a gentleman and He doesn't push Himself on anybody. I quit trying to get the young kids saved. I quit trying to get anybody saved. God's given you enough Word that you can make your own choices now. And, you know, if you're making wrong choices, that's not my fault. You're the one that's carrying yourself to wherever you're carrying yourself to, and your blood's off of my hands because I've given you the Word. And if you have a family you're trying to minister to, if you've given Him the Word, then your part's finished. What you do is just love them. Watch them make a mess of their life. Right? And just because it's God and Holy, then you've said, all right, God, they're yours. The other night I said, God, I really am not taking these people back. He said, then just be quiet. Because I was going to say, but. And I'm not the only one that does that. You know, we give them to God, and then you watch them, and you know they're going to really end up in a bad way. And then you say, but. I quit that. And I want you to quit that. What I mean is taking them back. Because you know you've spent years trying to get them saved, and you've made a mess of it. So let God have them. You love them. And if you have to scream, go to your corner of your room somewhere where they can't hear, and just beat your head against a wall because you see how bad they're messing your life up. But don't take them back, all right? Tonight the altar's open for those of you in here who have said yes to everything God's asked you to do. Because He wants to pour out His living water upon you tonight, where the enemy will no longer be able to take you off course. The altar's open. God said the richness of His glory is in this altar tonight.